grab your remote.
By the end of 2022, Corn Cob TV won't be available on your cable menu.
And assemble the team.
Heart and soul of Team Arrow.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, July 6th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. F9 created fireworks at the box office for the second weekend in a row, earning more than $30 million over the four-day holiday weekend. That takes its worldwide total to almost $500 million. The Boss Baby sequel, Family Business, debuted in second place with just over $20 million, followed by the debut of The Forever Purge with $15.6 million. A Quiet Place Part 2 banked another $5 million for fourth place, taking its worldwide haul to $257 million. The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife finished the weekend in fifth place with almost $4 million for a worldwide total of just $47.8 million. Richard Donner, the director behind hits including The Goonies, Lethal Weapon, and Superman, has died. He was 91 years old. Donner's production company confirmed the news of his passing to EW. However, the cause of death was not given. Although he was widely known for his beloved films, the Bronx-born director-producer actually got his start in television. Some of his credits include work on notable series such as Route 66, The Rifleman, The Twilight Zone, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Gilligan's Island, Perry Mason, and The Wild Wild West. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton have tied the knot more than 8 months after their engagement in October 2020. Stefani shared photos on social media Monday from their wedding at Shelton's Tishomingo Ranch in Oklahoma, captioning the post in part, quote, "July 3rd, 2021, dreams do come true. Blake Shelton, I love you." Days after CBS revealed the cast, and days before the game begins, due to a positive COVID-19 test, Christy Valdeseri, a 27-year-old professional dancer from California, will not be part of the cast that enters the house on the live premiere Wednesday after receiving a positive test result. She will instead be replaced by an alternate, Claire Rafis, a 25-year-old AI engineer from New York City. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head over to EW.com. Now let's flash forward to our number three pick, The Flash. David Ramsey's John Diggle arrives in Central City this week, continuing his tour through Arrowverse, and brings a weapon that may help Barry stop the Godspeed War. Meanwhile, our hero is still troubled by his dreams about his future daughter, Nora, and what they might mean for his family going forward. Here's a clip from the episode.
Easy. You still have six broken ribs and some internal bleeding?
Another hour of speed healing, I'll be fine. Those Godspeeds will be back soon. I need to be ready.
Look, I've patched you up enough times to know that this isn't about some broken bones or clones or even Iris being under the weather.
I had a dream about Nora. My Nora from the future. It was the second dream, actually. This time she was so afraid. She told me the future had changed and that I needed to do something. I know it was just a dream, but Galen, I'm really worried. I mean, Godspeed was Nora's enemy from 2049. If all these other Godspeeds are here now, what does that mean for the future of my family? What if it somehow means...
Your Nora doesn't exist anymore.
Seems like the two-part season finale starting next week is shaping up to be a doozy. Elsewhere in tonight's episode, Allegra and Ultraviolet's new bond is put to the ultimate test while Joe and Kristen Kramer are hunted by a former colleague of hers. Fittingly, things are not slowing down on The Flash. It all begins at 8 p.m. on The CW.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Which Arrowverse show has David Ramsey not worked on as a director? Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, or The Flash? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Time to get real with our number two pick, The Real Housewives of New York City. This week, the Big Apple wives go on the road, with Ebony taking Sonia to Philadelphia to meet a matchmaker, and Leah hosting the ladies on an excursion to Salem, Massachusetts, and the witch capital of the world, doesn't disappoint, as they soon find there may be some otherworldly guests in their hotel. Here's a clip.
Ooh, there's a lot of, like, witch energy going on.
John Hathorne was one of the judges of the witch trials. Mm-hmm. He was Nathaniel Hawthorne's great-great-grandfather. So, some people say John Hathorne is coming back to the Hawthorne Hotel.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, that thing is freaking me out right
That's
now.
That's
His eyeballs are moving, right?
So is the hotel okay? That's all I want to know, because I am nervous.
No, it's not okay.
Okay,
I'm like, haunted.
In horror movies, the black person gets killed first. Not my type of girls trip.
What I want to do for you now is introduce my catering manager, June Jennings.
Great.
Hi.
Thank you.
June is also a priestess in the coven here in Salem with witchcraft.
Oh my God. Okay, great. We're just going to do a quick little goddess blessing to set our intention and get us ready for the weekend, okay?
Yeah.
May the powers of the dark-winged crow fly with us. May the whispers of the raven wings be with us.
Yeah, that is definitely some witch energy right there. Also this week, the fallout from election night 2020 continues as Ebony questions some of the ladies' allegiances at a leather and latex dinner, no less. Only on The Real Housewives do we get political drama, witchcraft, and leather parties all rolled into one. The Real Housewives of New York City airs tonight at 9 on Bravo. Don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This weekend, the New Zealand mockumentary horror comedy series Wellington Paranormal from Jemaine Clement and Taika Waititi makes its way to the States. The show is a spinoff of the What We Do in the Shadows movie and the first season of the series, centering on Mike Minogue and Karen O'Leary's officers Minogue and O'Leary. EW's Rosie Cordero recently spoke with Clement about the series, and you better believe she asked him the all-important question, what you watching?
I watched The Serpent. Quite a good show to watch when you can't travel, because you'll go, I never want to travel again. I like the 80s clothes. Notice my kind of 80s serpent-like glasses. Yeah, it's kind of exotic. What else? I like Toast of London. Do you know that show that Matt Berry, both Laszlo and Chavez? Yeah, I was just saying, me and my son were watching Mandalorian last night. We got to the end of season one and there was a New Zealand robot and I was laughing. That had a New Zealand accent, and my son didn't know why I was laughing. I was like, well, once you wouldn't have had that, you wouldn't have been able to have a robot talk like a New Zealander, which was Tiger's robot.
That's right, even robots can be from New Zealand, or at least sound like they're from there. In case you missed it, that robot that Taika Waititi voiced was the assassin droid IG-11. As for the other shows Clement mentioned, The Serpent and all three seasons of Toast of London are available to stream on Netflix. And now, grab your hot dog suit and your best car ideas, because our number one pick is I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. Netflix's weirdest and wildest sketch comedy series is finally back for a second season, which looks to be even more unhinged than the first. Created by Saturday Night Live alums Tim Robinson and Zach Cannon, I Think You Should Leave twists everyday situations to surreal and hilarious heights, with sketches like Robinson, dressed as a hot dog, trying to convince people that the hot dog car that just crashed into the store doesn't belong to him. And that's one of the less outlandish ones. Here's a preview of season two.
By the end of 2022, Corncob TV won't be available on your cable menu. That means you won't be able to see some of your favorite TV shows, including...
Yes.
Never let the party die!
I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
I cannot talk about it without crying.
Here we go.
Whoa! Everybody clap so he's got to come up. Got to come up.
So as you can tell, maybe this show isn't for everyone, but if it is for you, you're not going to be able to get enough. Guest stars this season include Paul Walter Hauser, Patty Harrison, Bob Odenkirk, and more. And here's hoping for the return of Vanessa Bayer's hilariously deranged brunch goer. The new season of I Think You Should Leave is streaming right now on Netflix. Trivia. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question, which Arrowverse show has David Ramsey not worked on as a director? Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, or The Flash? Let's give you the answer real quick. It's The Flash. In addition to playing John Diggle, Ramsey has directed episodes of Arrow, Superman and Lois, and Legends of Tomorrow, and an episode of Supergirl set to air later this year. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.